Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
While appearing on ABC's The View, Governor Hochul suggests that the former governor did not warn her before his resignation. It's Thursday, March 14th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 69 and a low near 54. Before today's top story, Mayor Adams defended on Tuesday the NYPD officers who repeatedly hit and appeared to use a taser on a man who was holding his one-year-old son during a violent confrontation at a Queens migrant shelter last week. The heated incident, which was caught on camera Friday night and first reported by the New York Times, stemmed from a call about an intoxicated man menacing staffers. It ended with two cops trying to restrain Yanni Cordero by punching him multiple times in the head, once while he was holding the boy and using a taser. It is unclear from video of the confrontation whether an NYPD officer actually used the stun gun or merely brandished it. According to the criminal complaint against Cordero, police allege he was yelling at and threatening to harm staff members at a Jamaica Queens shelter. Video of the incident shows that as police confronted Cordero, one officer punched him in the head while he was holding his son. A woman who police identified as the boy's mother can be seen in the video quickly moving away from Cordero after the cop landed the blow to his head. Council Speaker Adrienne Adams took aim at New York's skyrocketing costs of living in her annual State of the City address Wednesday and floated a handful of proposals she argued will help turn the tide on the problematic trend. The speaker, whose Democratic council majority has clashed intensely with Mayor Adams on policy and budgetary matters in recent months, suggested the city government's social safety net has been weakened under the mayor's 2 years in office and drew a parallel between that and issues of affordability in housing, health care, child care, and education. The speaker, however, did not directly blame the mayor for the city's troubles. A persistent struggle for the mayor's administration has been to process public benefits like food stamps and cash assistance within a legally required time frame, an issue exacerbated by staff shortages at the city's Human Resources Administration. The mayor, though, touted earlier this month that his administration has nearly cleared a backlog of tens of thousands of overdue public benefits applications thanks to reforms to the processing protocols. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Governor Kathy Hochul visited The View on Wednesday, touting her efforts to tackle crime during her 30-month governorship, defending a polarizing new subway safety plan, and offering a new account of her rise to the post. Wearing a green jacket 4 days ahead of St. Patrick's Day, Hochul, a Catholic with deep Irish roots, suggested on the popular TV program that her former boss, Governor Andrew Cuomo, did not give her advance notice before he announced his resignation in the summer of 2021. Members of Cuomo's inner circle promptly disputed Hochul's account. Cuomo, who was driven from office by a double-digit tally of sexual harassment allegations, had a chilly relationship with Hochul, who was serving as his lieutenant when he resigned. He denies the harassment allegations. Cuomo's exit elevated Hochul to governor. Rich Azzopardi, Cuomo's spokesman, said the former governor's top aide, Melissa DeRosa, called Hochul in advance of the announcement to inform her of the news. He said Hochul's claim on ABC was untrue. Hochul is currently engaged in talks with lawmakers ahead of an April 1st deadline to hammer out the next budget. DeRosa also said she had called Hochul before Cuomo's announcement and recalled that Cuomo made the decision the night before he pulled the plug on his governorship in August 2021. A third member of the Cuomo administration, Stephanie Benton, backed to Rosa's account, saying that she was in the room during the call ahead of the resignation announcement. Hochul did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the version of events outlined by Cuomo's team. On The View, Hochul also celebrated violent crime rates that have been falling in the city and statewide, and she responded to criticism over her plan to send 750 National Guard soldiers into the subway system to check bags. Hochul has said the plan will make commuters feel safer after an increase in transit crime, but critics have said it will do the opposite, reinforcing concerns that the subway is unsafe. "I'm not buying it," Hochul said of the criticism. "My job is to keep people safe. Any way I can, I'm going to keep New Yorkers safe. And I'll tell you who does show appreciation for it, the people out there on the streets." Joy Behar, a co-host on The View and a Democrat, expressed frustration about New York's bail laws, which she suggested were allowing criminals to return to the streets to perpetrate more crimes. Hochul, who used last year's contentious budget negotiations with the left-leaning legislature to toughen New York's bail laws, said she allowed the talks to go past the deadline to gain more leverage on bail. The budget ultimately came a month late. The governor has not reinserted bail reform, an issue that sharply divides Democrats into this year's budget talks. The party is seeking to project unity going into a pivotal election. She underscored Tuesday that the changes are new and still being felt. She indicated on The View that she might be open to further tweaking bail laws in the future. The appearance was Hochul's first on The View since she became governor. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.